This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has proclaimed unwavering UN commitment to a fully denuclearized North Korea, even as a divided Security Council allows more room for the isolated country to expand its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. Guterres, meeting South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol in Seoul on Friday, said he affirms the UN's clear commitment to the full, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and DPRK, using the initials of the Korean's formal name, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. British author Salman Rushdie, long the target of death threats for his controversial work and support for free speech, remains hospitalized after being attacked in western New York State on Friday. We get more details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The agent for author Salman Rushdie has confirmed that his client has been taken off a ventilator and is able to talk. The day after being stabbed as he prepared to give a lecture in Chautauqua, New York. His agent, Andrew Wiley, had earlier said Rushdie suffered damage to his liver, the nerves in one arm, and one eye. The attack was met with shock and outrage from much of the world, along with tributes and praise for the award-winning author who, for more than 30 years, has faced death threats for the 1988 novel The Satanic Verses. President Joe Biden said Saturday in a statement that he and First Lady Jill Biden were shocked and saddened by the attack. Also Saturday, the man accused of attacking Rushdie pleaded not guilty to charges of attempted murder and assault. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And you can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia's military pounded residential areas across Ukraine overnight, claiming gains as Ukraine's forces pressed a counteroffensive to try to take back an occupied southern region, striking the last working bridge over a river in the Russian-occupied Kherson region. Ukrainian authorities said Saturday a Russian rocket attack on the city of Kramatorsk killed 3 people and wounded 13 others on Friday. That's according to the mayor. Kramatorsk and the headquarters for Ukrainian forces in the country's war-torn east. The attack came less than a day after 11 other rockets were fired at the city. One of 2 main Ukrainians held ones in Donetsk province, the focus of an ongoing Russian offensive to capture eastern Ukraine's Donbas region. Former Pakistan Prime Minister and PTI Chief Imran Khan on Saturday held a rally to mark the country's Independence Day celebrations, where he dismissed the impression that he was anti-U.S. Khan was Prime Minister from 2018 until April of this year, when he was forced to step down after losing a confidence vote. He has since been rallying his supporters to press demand for a new election, which current Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has rejected altogether. The Los Angeles Police Department has ended its investigation into an heinous car accident when the actor crashed into a Los Angeles home on August 5th. 53-year-old is brain dead and on life support pending evaluation for organ donation. The department announced Friday that there would be no further investigation. Detectives looking into the crash had said narcotics were found in blood samples taken from Heish. She had been hospitalized at a Los Angeles burn center throughout that period. Israeli police and medics say a gunman opened fire at a bus near Jerusalem's Old City, wounding 8 Israelis in a suspected Palestinian attack that came a week after violence flared up between Israel militants in Gaza. 2 of the victims were in serious condition after the attack early Sunday. That shooting took place as the bus waited in a parking lot near the Western Wall, which is considered the holiest site where Jews can pray. The attack in Jerusalem follows a tense week between Israel and Palestinians, including 3 days of fighting in Gaza after Israel killed Islamic Jihad commanders there, as well as the killing of 3 Palestinian militants in the occupied West Bank. Recapping our top story, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has proclaimed unwavering UN commitment to a fully denuclearized North Korea, even as divided Security Council members allow more room for the isolated country to expand its nuclear weapons ballistic missile program. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.